Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath. I'm Chuck Berry. And we have some guests with us this week. We have Adria Bergeron from Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District. And they do quite a bit of stuff. And welcome to the show.
Hi. Well, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Hey, you know, I think a lot of people may see the ads or, you know, some information about you guys, but not sure what all you guys do. And this is not a new program to Southeastern Ohio. Been around a while.
Yeah, quite a while.
When did the watershed situation basically start, and how did it become this whole big 19? Is it 19 counties or 18?
18 counties.
18 county district that basically has done some great thing with watershed areas.
So to give you a brief background on the history, the Great Flood of 1913. So I'm going to take you way back to 1913.
Don will know about that.
Yeah, I lived in a house that was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, down on Putnam Avenue.
Okay, so you're familiar. So back in 1913, the Great Flood happened, and basically, in order to prevent that from happening again, the Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District was formed in 1933. So the lakes were dug out, and that allowed an opportunity for flood control. So basically, when there's rainwaters that come in, we have a place to put it. And especially as the land has been developed, there's less and less places for rain to go. So, back in the 1950s, however, they started adding campgrounds and other outdoor recreation opportunities on our lake. So our three main missions are flood control first, conservation, and then recreation. So we have a great program and great opportunities and lots of available land for public use and outdoor recreation.
You know, as you said, started out many years ago, but today, again, we're saying 18 counties that the district spreads over, and quite a few lakes, but it's a good chunk of land that people can enjoy, and it's a great resource for folks that want to enjoy the outdoors.
It is. We cover 8,000 square miles. So a lot of land out there, and a lot of water as well.
A lot of great opportunity. And, you know, I know throughout the summer, quite a few people come camping and fishing and kayaking, and we're going to get a chance to talk with Joe about some of that. But there's kind of a main – is there a main park? Is that the best way to put it, or –
So basically, we have five major parks is what we call them, and that would include Atwood Lake Park, which is located in Tuscarawas and Carroll counties. We have Seneca Lake Park, which is in Guernsey and Noble, and then we have Tappan, which is in Harrison County, and then we have up in the northwest part of the district, we have Charles Mill Lake Park and Pleasant Hill Lake Park. So those ones are in Ashland and Richland counties. Gotcha. Those are our five major parks. And then we still have Leesville Lake, which is in Carroll County. And then we have Piedmont and Clendenning, which are probably familiar lakes to this region. So lots of opportunities. But the five major parks have outdoor family opportunities with events and programs and all kinds of fun stuff. The other lakes, Clendenning, Piedmont, and Leesville, are kind of left to just strictly hunting and fishing and relaxation and quiet and peace and...
Good deal. You know, a lot of people do take advantage, but there's still a lot of room for more folks if some folks would like to take advantage. And I know you guys do some events, some Halloween stuff, Christmas in July. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so basically, you know, the unofficial start to summer is Memorial Day. So we kick off everything that weekend. Camping is huge, obviously. The one nice thing, though, prior to Memorial Day, if you want to come out and get some of that camping in early in the spring when the weather starts to warm up, we have off-season camping rates that run up until Memorial Day, and then the summer hits. We have always a 4th of July celebration. We have an Explorers of Nature program that kind of get kids introduced to the outdoors and doing hands-on activities and crafts. We have all kinds of things that run all the way through Labor Day, and we have the Atwood Fall Festival that just wrapped up at Atwood Lake Park. We actually even have an event yet coming this weekend. It's called Kayak for Cancer, which is just a great program to kind of coincide with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So that's coming up this Saturday at Atwood Lake Park at 10 a.m. Any information you want to get on that, visit our website, mwcd.org. and definitely we invite you to participate.
We'll definitely have Sarah get that on the website so people can grab a link to check that out. We're going to see if we can't sneak Joe over, get you guys to swap places there, and talk a little bit with Joe. Joe McLaughlin, he is the Deputy Chief Parks Director. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's close.
That's close. Okay.
Close enough for it.
Close enough.
Close enough. It doesn't all fit on here, Joe. I'm just saying. Joe, I know for years you were in the law enforcement side, still are, but you guys have a great opportunity for people to come fishing and hunting, and I don't think a lot of people realize it's there or don't utilize it for the resource that it is.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having us. We're the big little agency that everybody forgets about.
Right.
You know, Adria talked about 8,000 square miles. That's 54,000 acres of land and water.
Wow.
That takes up about 20% of the state of Ohio. So on a large majority of that, we have public hunting and public access that with all the water, we have all the fishing opportunities, in addition to all the public lands that we have, all the hunting opportunities that Ohio has to offer. We have it somewhere on our properties.
Gotcha. In the opportunity that somebody wants to, and I know you get this question all the time, where are they catching the fish at? Well, in the water is the answer, but a lot of great fishing opportunities, and you guys seem to have some folks that really enjoy some of those secret spots.
Absolutely. People ask us all the time, where the fish biting, and honestly, we have no idea because they don't tell us. It's one of the best kept secrets, but when you look at our reservoirs, depending on what you're looking for, we have it. We've got big lakes to some of the smaller lakes. Clendenning Lake is a really unique lake in Harrison County. For a lot of years here in Ohio, it was rated Ohio's number one undeveloped bass fishery. It's one of the few reservoirs we have to where there's not development around the lake. You won't see cottage sites, houses right on the lake. And sawguy fishing is tremendous there. Piedmont and Leesville are two of our big musky lakes. There have been a number of records caught out of those, in addition to just the largemouth fishing opportunities in a lot of our lakes. One of the other activities that we have a lot, and it's actually coming up here as far as registration in the beginning of November, the number of fishing tournaments that we have on our waterways is just tremendous. It's tremendous for our users, and they access through those through our public launch ramps on our lakes.
Awesome. A lot of tournaments to go to, and that's what gives a lot of people opportunity to go out and hang out with like-minded folks and maybe learn some stuff. And I also know from talking with you guys before we came on the show, there's some restorations or some remodelings going on. Let's talk about that a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. So like Adria talked about, our reservoirs, our lakes, our parks, a lot of them were built in the 50s. They're antiquated. There's a lot of infrastructure needs. We've been able to take advantage of some responsible oil and gas operations here in the last couple of years, and we've actually taken those dollars from those leases, over $120 million to date, and put them directly back into our park and marina operations. And we started construction. We broke ground last year on one of our first projects that will allow us to go through, not only add additional camping and boating activities as well as public access, but improve upon the amenities and renovate the existing facilities that we currently operate.
Good deal. So I know you're still involved with the law enforcement side, and so there's people, it's a safe place to go is probably the thing I'd want people to know. And what would you add to that?
Absolutely. Much like state parks or even metro parks here in Ohio, we are our own law enforcement agency. So we are the primary law enforcement for our reservoirs. A unique opportunity for us is in addition to being the primary law enforcement, our officers, the majority of them, are also certified EMR first responders. So we can provide a higher level of care to our users that come and recreate in our facilities, in addition to the partnerships that we have with Watercraft/State Parks and the Division of Wildlife. We work very closely with them as well. We have a memorandum of understanding with the ODNR that helps them, allows them to come on our lands. They manage the fish and wildlife opportunities as well as help us enforce the fish and wildlife laws.
I think a lot of people may not be aware of this also, and I kind of want to talk about this. You guys provide a great opportunity for those folks that maybe want to learn boating or get involved in some kayaking or canoeing and stuff like that. Let's talk about some of those programs.
Absolutely. In addition to the canoeing and kayaking programs that we offer, anything from a beginning experience to guided experiences in our facilities. We also do, typically in the spring at each one of our reservoirs, we will do Ohio Boaters Education courses for the public, and you can, you know, we put that stuff on our website, and there's registration available. So depending upon where you are in the region, you can typically find an actual class to go to. Yes, you can do a lot of that stuff online. Me personally, I know like a lot of people, you'd rather be hands-on. You'd rather have an instructor to ask questions of, knowledgeable people. And the instructors of those classes are our watercraft officers. They're state-certified, OPATA-certified officers who have additional training in watercraft, as well as in conjunction with other actual state watercraft officers that also teach with us.
A lot of opportunity for people to learn or get involved, and great. It sounds like some great things you guys are doing. You know, we talk about the responsibility that you guys have, and I think it just may be kind of overlooked a little bit, the fact that pretty necessary situation that you opportunity that you guys have there, and people have the ability to go and enjoy it. We talked about the kayaking event a little bit, and you know, that those events, especially this time of year, if you want to see the foliage, that's a great way. If you're a photo person, that's a way to get out there and do that. Oh, I'm getting stuff right now. Here's how to register for that. It's a kayak for cancer at Atwood Lake. It looks like you can register now, but you can enjoy a kayaking tour at Atwood Lake, and it supports the Union Hospital's Breast Imaging Center. This event is to help in conjunction with Paint Tusk Pink Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm learning.
Say that 10 times quick.
Say that 10 times quick. anyways, but paddle boats, it looks like life jackets are provided. But prepare well for kayaking, because you never know what the weather is going to be. We used to do the canoe trip, and we always did one in the fall, and I just thought, sometimes it was the better one. One, you weren't, you still got a little bit of a sunburn, but you weren't sweating like crazy. But you got to see some cool stuff, that's for sure, especially the foliage change and wildlife's a little more active and stuff like that. You know, maybe we did talk about this briefly, but a lot of hunting opportunity in Absolutely. You guys' parks. Let's talk about that a little bit.
So the summer months, we go from, you know, tremendous boating and fishing into more the fall where we get a lot of the fall fishing opportunities. But we've got tremendous public hunting opportunities. And we have off-season camping rates. We discount our rates significantly. And we'll have a whole other type of camper come into our facility that actually, you know, they'll store their camping unit with us. They'll come down. They'll pay the nightly rate on the weekends. They'll bow hunt. They'll, you know, small game hunt. Then gun season, muzzleloader season are really big events in our facilities as well.
Good deal. And probably see some great success.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
See some nice stuff happen there.
So where would people go in order to find out where these hunting facilities are, or even your fishing tournaments?
Sure, great question. So if you go online to mwcd.org, all the information about our lakes or reservoirs is there. You can actually go in. You can click links to go to reserve campsites and vacation cabins at our facilities to rent a site during those times or reserve a cabin. Also online, you can find the mapping for each of the lakes that outlines the actual public hunting opportunities at each one of those reservoirs, as well as if you contact our main office, we can actually get you the actual hunting maps for any specific area that you want.
Well, again, it's coming up, this Kayak for Cancer, October 14th. Be a great opportunity if you want to go over to Atwood Lake. There's some prices. Looks like 25 solo, 40 tandem. Money does benefit breast cancer awareness. And another way for the outdoors to kind of benefit some other causes. But it sounds like you guys are doing an amazing job, and really, really appreciate the fact that these opportunities are out there for us. So I appreciate you guys talking with us. We'll probably talk with you a little bit more after the break. I would invite everyone to go to mwcd.org and check out some of the events and check out the parks, because it's a lot more land and opportunity than you might think. That's a pretty when you talk 20%. of the state of Ohio's land, that's a pretty good chunk.
It is.
So gives you an opportunity to get out to some place that you haven't been before and kind of go from there. What is there anything else for sure that either one of you would like for people to know that maybe we didn't cover, or we definitely can talk about the watershed, Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District. Boy, I'm not going to say that 10 times.
Yeah, there you go.
I would say some of the biggest things are, in addition to the conservation, the flood control, the recreation, you know, we also partner with a lot of agencies, whether it's the USGS, the Ohio Department of EPA for water quality monitoring. A lot of people don't realize that our reservoirs are actually public water supplies. So there's some increased testing there. We actually test our swim beaches throughout the year. We post a lot of that information on BeachCast, which is a website operated by the USGS. And you know, in an effort to really educate the public, you know, towards the different types of recreation they want to use so they can make the best decisions possible.
I always thought an earache after a good swimming hole was just part of the being a kid, but anyways. So, well, that, you know, that sounds awesome. And I didn't realize how much of it is public waters that way, but great things going on. And it's a big task, isn't it?
It is. It's a pretty awesome task when you really look at it. You know, we've been entrusted with a tremendous resource.
Gotcha.
We take that very seriously.
Well, Joe, it's been great talking to you. I'm sure we're going to splash some information on how folks can check you guys out. And we'll talk on the break and make sure we get that out to folks. But we're going to take a break and let our sponsors have a chance to yell at you. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.